Hi, my name is Liz.
And this is Claire.
And you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast, in which we talk about all kinds of interesting stuff in English.
In last week's episode, we talked about foods that people either love or hate, such as cilantros, eggplants, or avocados.
If you missed that episode or any previous episodes, you can go check it out after finishing this episode.
Just click on our podcast or YouTube channel or any platform that you're listening to right now.
So for today's episode, I'm actually really excited about it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about some of the best and worst movies that we've ever seen.
Please keep in mind that these are just our personal opinions and preferences.
Yeah.
You might love some of the movies that we hate, or hate some of the movies we love.
Yeah.
And we all like different things, and that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, so I guess to start off, what are some of your favorite genres of movies?
My favorite genres of movies are mystery, adventure, and sci-fi movies.
Mm-hmm.
And these types of movies mostly have a deeper meaning beyond their plots. And for me, it's kind of like an eye-opener.
For me, sci-fi is definitely on the top of my list as well. And I just love those movies about, you know, space and aliens.
Like UFOs.
Yeah, all the unknown and mysterious things in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love drama or thriller. Thrillers are not necessarily horror movies, but the plot of some thriller movies sometimes give me chills long after I finish watching them, which I think is what's so fascinating about them, because humans are more terrifying than ghosts.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you prefer going to the movie theaters or watching movies on streaming platforms like Netflix?
I definitely prefer going to the movie theaters because I just think everything is just so much better on the big screen, like the sound, the quality, the whole atmosphere, you know. But too bad there are...
I don't know.
Okay. Too bad there are not many films in the theaters right now because of the pandemic.
I would prefer watch movies at home rather than go to crowd movie theaters, you know. Waiting in the line to get a ticket before I get to watch the movie, it's just a waste of time for me.
So do you watch movies on your cell phone too?
I do. What's wrong with it?
Like, some movies are just better in movie theater.
But you're watching the plots.
You just want to know the story.
Yeah, I just want to know the story. What's wrong with it?
Okay. Nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
So can you think of some of the best movies you've watched in theaters, okay? Not on your cell phone.
I am not a movie theater person.
Mm-hmm.
But the best movies I've watched in theaters, I think it's Your Name, 你的名字, Kimi no Na wa, a Japanese anime. Every second and every frame is like a piece of art.
Yeah.
And you know, the soundtracks, it's really perfect and it's way beyond my anticipation. Truly an unforgettable movie.
I remember it being really popular.
Yeah.
But I never jumped on the hype of the train to watch it. So I guess I'll watch it now because...
Already on my top list.
Yeah,
you should pay attention to my number one champion. How about you?
It's so hard for me to choose because there are so many. I guess the best and most memorable movie I've ever watched in theater is Interstellar by Christopher Nolan, 星际效应 in Chinese. This is the first movie that made me burst into tears in the theater, which is pretty rare. I might cry a lot when watching movies at home, but I don't like crying in the theaters.
Me either. I'll try to hold my tears back in public.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like myself crying a lot during the movie.
Yeah,
that's why I prefer to stay at home rather than go to the movie.
Okay, that's fair.
My second favorite one is Life of Pi, directed by Ang Lee.
Both
of the storyline and images are incredibly stunning. And teenagers, it's just like you and me and any other person. The tiger on the bow stands for the fear we will be facing in our life journey.
Mm-hmm.
And every characters and arrangements have their individual implications. Life of Pi genuinely blows my mind. It's probably my favorite movie among all Ang Lee these words. What about your number two?
Oh, so the runner-up.
Runner-up.
The runner-up for me would be Get Out by Jordan Peele. So it's 逃出绝命镇 in Chinese. Mm-hmm. It's a thriller slash horror movie. It's interesting because the director, Jordan Peele, used to be a comedian. And this is the first movie that he ever directed. And I think he kind of infused his own humor into a horror film. And it brings something unexpected and refreshing into this genre. And I'm really looking forward to his future work.
I love Get Out so much, and even I think it's even more terrifying than typical horrible.
Yeah, because it's so unexpected.
Yeah, and but I have no idea that director is actually a comedian. And how come? How could a hilarious person create this creepy and kind of terrifying movie? It's incredible. And you know his latest movie, I think it's called Us.
Yeah,
it's superb. If you love horror genre, I highly recommend this movie.
Yes, yeah. It's come from Claire, so definitely go watch it.
Yeah, if you're not movie person, but you know, heard my recommendation, just go watch it.
Yes.
So my number three goes to Parasite.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's best picture of the Oscar in 2020. Yeah. It's from South Korea. It truly illustrates the gap between the rich and the poor in South Korea. And it brings so much value to the whole society and the world. And we should take a look at this issue. I have to say the house that the rich people live in is so amazing. You know, with big yards and big windows all around each side of the walls.
Yeah.
Although the deco isn't really fancy. It's kind of like a low profile well, and it's kind of the way I love it. Mm-hmm. It feels like really calm and warm, and I love to pay for a night if I can't.
I mean, you can pretend to be... Well, you don't have to pretend. You're an English tutor.
Yeah,
you
so
can go and be like, they should hire Jessica.
They should hire me as a leading character to be, you know, English tutor in the plot.
So my third place is actually a Taiwanese movie. It's called A One and a Two, EE in Chinese, by Yang De-chang. It first came out in 2000, but as far as I know, they didn't play the film in Taiwan at that time. But they finally brought it back to theaters in 2017, and that's when I saw the movie. It's probably not going to be as exciting as the previous ones that I mentioned, but I can relate to the story in the movie as a Taiwanese growing up in the late 1990s to 2000s, and that's why I loved it so much.
I never heard about EE.
Never heard of, they are actually going to bring it back to
why they didn't play this film in Taiwan at the time.
I actually didn't know. I have to look it up. I feel like I should know that, but I don't.
What are some other honorable mentions of yours, or the ones that you would recommend your friends to watch?
There are so many.
Okay, you can make a list, okay?
I can make a checklist, a top 100 movies you should watch. But for the sake of this show, I'm going to just mention a few that I've watched on streaming platforms or old films that were brought back into a theater. So, The Shining, 鬼店, Blade Runner in 异杀手, Fight Club, 斗争俱乐部, The Godfather, 教父 is a classic, of course. The Shawshank Redemption, 刺激1995, and Mean Girls, 辣妹过招.
I think you should go to work for movie companies instead of working for a publishing house. You know, I've always had difficulties memorizing all the names of the films.
Okay.
So, you know, hurting about all this kind of list. It's kind of like embarrass me, because the next I am gonna tell you my list, it's Avatar.
Everyone remembers Avatar.
Avatar.
But to be fair, Avatar is pretty like revolutionary at that time.
Yeah.
I think it's the first 3D
movies
that is like actually really 3D. Yeah.
So what are some of the worst movies you've ever seen in the theaters, and do you sit through the movies?
I think Twilight. 暮光之城 is definitely one of the worst movies I've ever seen in theater. And the thing is, I was still a Twilight fan back then. So I read the books first and then I saw it on the theater. So I was so excited and I went to watch it and I found it boring as hell. I can't imagine anyone who wasn't a Twilight fan and just went in and thought it was maybe interesting and just went and watched the movie.
I thought that Twilight is as popular as novels, but it turns out like their movie is not as good as their novels.
I think some diehard Twilight fans will still watch
it.
Yeah, will still love the movies, but for me, I was really into the books. Now I don't. I was, but I just couldn't stand the movie.
You just didn't enjoy it.
No, not at all. So another one is pretty famous, I guess, is Fast and Furious.
So you think it's boring?
I think I watched like episode 7 in the theater, the last one that Paul Walker was in. And I had never watched the series in theaters before, but everyone was watching that one because of Paul Walker, right? So I thought I'd go watch it as well. And man, was the plot bland and boring as hell. I almost fell asleep even during the car chasing scenes. Like, it was supposed to be exciting, but I just wanted to sleep.
You know what? Because you are not a car fan.
Oh!
Yeah, a lot of people watch Fast and Furious because they want to see very expensive sports cars and, you know, see the sports car flying through skyscrapers in the buildings and, rushing in the streets and roads. It just makes them excited.
Okay, so it's for car fans.
Yeah, it's for car fans.
Okay, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So some movies are so bad that they become famous or even favorite of others, which are called cult films. Have you ever... Have you ever been interested or watch a movie because of its bad reputation?
Definitely. I think my first experience with cult film is the movie called The Room by Tommy Wiseau. I think it's pretty famous because it's bad. It's a movie by Tommy Wiseau.
It's a notorious
notoriously bad and good at the same time. It's by Tommy Wiseau, who directed, wrote, acted, and produced the whole movie.
It's a whole self-produced film.
Yes, it's so bad that it's good. I recommend it to everyone. It's such a fun movie to watch with friends.
So it's kind of like a funny movie, or just it looks like it's a funny movie.
It's not supposed to be funny, but it's so bad that it's funny. That's why it's so good.
Okay. So sounds like it's a great way to decrease your stress. And you don't know what to do, you can watch The Room.
So what about you? Do you watch
any? I think there's so many. I'm saying Taiwanese cult films. You know, there are so many movies released around Chinese New Year, and they're just for people to kill time during Chinese New Year vacation.
Yeah.
So I would just watch these kind of cult films. I won't expect too much as long as these films make me laugh. Yeah.
But I guess they are supposed to be funny though.
But most of the movies at that time, it's just like cheesy punchline and, you know, some old, maybe not really famous celebrities star in the movies. And they just, you know, just show, they just star in the movies not because of their face or not because of their skills at acting. It's just, you know, kind of celebration. It's kind of a way to kill time.
It's a low budget.
It's low budget.
So these are the best and worst movies that we have ever watched. Again, please don't get offended if either of us dislike the movies that you love.
And feel free to tell us what your favorite movies are or which movies are so bad that they made you question your own existence while watching in the theaters.
Yeah, so that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoy this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts.
You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website, www.eisland.com.tw, for more information.
I'm Elise.
I'm Claire.
And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.